Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's episode is part two of our prepositions of place practice. On yesterday's episode, we looked at how we use in, at, and on when talking about the position or place of something or someone. Let's do a quick recap. So we use in when we're talking about in a city, town, country, region. We also use in for enclosed spaces, like in a box, and for rooms, specific rooms, like in the kitchen. We use at for more general places, so not specific rooms, but general buildings, like at the cinema, or at the office, or at home. And we use on when we're talking about something or someone that is attached to something vertical or horizontal, like on the wall or on the floor, on the chair, something like that. Today, we're going to look at this in a little bit more detail. We're going to look at how we use verbs of movement instead of verbs of position. And we're also going to look at how we use the verb go and the verb be. So let's start by thinking about verbs of movement and verbs of position. So a verb of movement is where we move from A to B. So the most common example is go. If you go, then you are moving from one place to another place. So if you do that, don't use in, at, or on. Use to after the word go. I'm going to the cinema, not I'm going at the cinema. That's quite a common mistake. Other examples of verbs of movement include come, drive, move, walk, run, and get. These are all examples of verbs which require movement. A verb of position does not require movement. You are in position. And so with verbs of position, we use in, at, or possibly on. Examples of verbs of position include to be, to stay, to sit, and also to arrive. Notice the difference between get and arrive, two very similar verbs. But get is more about moving. The word get really means to go and arrive. It's sort of both of those things. For example, how do you get to work? Well, it's talking about how you travel and how you arrive at this particular place. But when we use the word get, we use to, because we consider it a verb of movement. When we use arrive, we use at or in, because this is a verb of position. And finally, the difference between go and be. Remember that the past participle of go is gone, and the past participle of be is been. But this is a little bit complicated. I often say to students, imagine that there's two past participles of go, gone and been. Because we often use been as a type of past participle for go. The difference between gone and been, well, gone means that the person went but has not returned, and been means that they went but they have returned. For example, I have been to the supermarket, that means I went and now I'm back. And he has gone to the supermarket means he went but has not yet returned. So always think of gone and been both being past participles of go. And when we use these verbs, because they are verbs of movement, we use to. Notice my examples. I have been to the supermarket. He has gone to the supermarket. We use to because there is movement involved. However, with been, it could use in or at if there is no movement involved. For example, I have been at home all day. So here we're using the verb to be to speak about position. So you need to think a little bit. Is it a verb of position or are we using it as a verb of movement? Compare these two ideas. I have been to Spain and I have been at home all day. In the first example, I am telling you about how I went to Spain. So I moved from here to Spain. And in my second example, I have been at home. There's no movement. I'm talking only about position. So let's practice that a little bit now with a quiz. I have seven sentences and you have to choose between either to or at or in. Okay, here's number one. I'm going to or I'm going at a great restaurant tonight. Okay, so with this one, what is it, to or at? Well, it's to because there's movement. I'm going to a great restaurant from here to the restaurant. Number two, we're staying to or we're staying at a big hotel in Barcelona. In this example, it is we're staying at a big hotel because to stay is a verb of position. Number three, we've just arrived to or we've just arrived at the office. So the correct answer here is we've just arrived at the office because to arrive is a verb of position. Number four, they got to or they got at school 5 minutes late. So we use get, which is a verb of movement. So they got to school 5 minutes late. Number five, when are you coming to or when are you coming at our house for dinner? Well, come is a verb of movement. So when are you coming to our house for dinner? Number six, we've been to or we've been in Spain many times. Well, here we are referring to movement. So we've been to Spain many times. And number seven, we've been to or we've been in the living room all day. Here we're referring to position. So we've been in the living room all day. Okay, hopefully that's nice and clear. So thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it useful. We're going to continue looking at prepositions of place in the next few days, focusing on some other prepositions. Have a great day and I'll see you next time for another podcast.